You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Time for us to tour around the state and see what professional theater companies are offering for their summer audiences. David Kiley of Encore Michigan is here now, and we get to start out on a Mel Brooks note here, beginning with the Penny Seats Theater in Ann Arbor.
Yeah, the weather's been so spectacular, and it's great. And so this week, the Penny Seats opens up Young Frankenstein, the musical, in West Park, which, of course, is the Mel Brooks musical based on the movie. And I should say that musicals in the park can sometimes be a little problematic because of the sound system. I know this having done Urinetown myself in West Park. But I saw The Gravedigger, which they did last month, was really impressed with the quality of the sound design for that play. So bring your lawn chairs and water bottles starting this Thursday at West Park. And that's accessed off South 7th in Ann Arbor.
All right, so Young Frankenstein. Then over to Farmer's Alley. Where's that?
That is in Kalamazoo, and they are doing their own Mel Brooks tribute, The Producers.
Oh,
now,
my.
I love this show. I have very high hopes for that Farmer's Alley will do it well. They have put on some pretty tricky shows of late and done each one very well. And for those who may not be familiar, this show started out as a movie, I think around 1968.
Gene Wilder.
With Gene Wilder and Zero Mostel. It's about a failing Broadway producer and his accountant who try to put on a guaranteed flop of a play called Springtime for Hitler. And the comedy ensues when it actually becomes a hit and their scheme to defraud the investors goes south. It was adapted as a musical for Broadway, and then the musical became a film. Obviously, it's just a hilarious Brooks story that has so much universal appeal that it keeps getting adapted all these different ways.
It's so funny. And then, of course, that Broadway original cast with Matthew Broderick and Nathan Lane.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
And then they made a movie out of that.
Yeah. So let's just take a quick listen to the Broadway soundtrack. Here's some of Springtime for Hitler.
Deutschland is happy and gay. We're marching to a faster pace. Look out, here comes the master race. Springtime.
And the irony of this is particularly rich when you consider before he became known to the world as Mel Brooks, Melvin Kaminsky served in the U.S. Army in World War II, 78th Infantry Division. He defused landmines as the Allies advanced into Germany. Just tuck that under your head as you think of seeing The Producers. Now we head to the Tipping Point in Northville.
Right. They have a play, a little more on the serious side, called The Impossibility of Now. And that opens up July 19th. And it's about a science writer who has a freak accident that leaves him with amnesia. And then his wife helps him to pick up the pieces to rediscover a life he may not want to face exactly. Again, serious stuff. It reminds me a bit of the Harrison Ford film, if you've seen it, Regarding Henry.
I do remember that. He is shot in a holdup attempt and has to basically rediscover his whole life.
Right. The cast is wonderful. Features some of our best talent around. Alex Liedenfrost, who runs the theater program at Pioneer High School. His real-life wife, Julia Glander, who's an excellent actress in her own right. And Dave Davies, who, again, one of the most celebrated actors we have in Michigan.
So you're feeling good about this cast.
Yes, feeling very good.
Now we head to West Michigan over to Holland, Michigan Hope Summer Rep.
Right. They are doing some wonderful work this summer, I have to say. And they also just got a bunch of wild awards from wild nominations from us for its season last year. And they're doing Godspell, which, of course, good crowd pleaser. Everybody knows what Godspell's about. And that opens on the 20th.
And this is just a little bit of the best-known number from Godspell. This is Robin Lamont from the original off-Broadway cast.
Day by day, day by day. Follow thee more dearly, day.
And now on to the Bard, the Michigan Shakespeare Festival, opening this coming weekend?
Right. They are opening their first play with The Tempest. This is actually Shakespeare's last play, believed to be his last play that he wrote on his own. It's also one of my favorites. And if you haven't been to the festival, which has performances first at Jackson Community College's excellent theater and then at the Village Theater in Canton, I highly recommend catching The Tempest at either venue. Both these theaters are excellent, comfortable, and let's face it, Michigan Shakespeare Festival never disappoints.
Long track record.
Yeah. And I spoke with the festival's director, Janice Blix, this week about the season that kicks off with The Tempest. And then it also includes Measure for Measure and another play called The Rover.
You can seldom say that Shakespeare is ripped from the headlines, but it really feels that way. What we were playing with was setting up the argument of power and how you get power and how you hold on to power. And that is one of the major themes behind The Tempest. And then last fall, you know, the Me Too movement started and all of the allegations are coming out about powerful men. And that's one of the central storylines of Measure for Measure, sexual harassment and the abuse of power. And then our third show, we always do a third show that's not Shakespeare, but is a classical work. And I ended up choosing Aphra Behn because it's a pretty well-known one, and it's a comedy, and it is set in Carnival, and she wrote it in 1667. And it's kind of fun to say, hey, in case you didn't know, there were women who wrote during the Restoration. And so when we put the season together, I didn't have an agenda on board, but I liked the exploration of these different areas of government and power and gender and history. And that's how our season got created.
All right. So that's what we've got coming from the Michigan Shakespeare Festival. Now we end up at the Williamston Theater, and you seem to be really intrigued by this comedy they're doing.
Yes. It's a play called Memoir, and it's about the legendary actress Sarah Bernhardt. For those not in the know about her, she was a French actress in the 19th century and early 20th, and was, if I can make this comparison, she was pretty much the Meryl Streep of her day. She was known the world over, even in those days, because she traveled around so much. And in fact, she's more than the Meryl Streep of her day. It's more like the Streep, Katharine Hepburn, and Patti LuPone, if you can imagine, all rolled into this one incredible talent. So I'm really intrigued to see this play about her life. She's not forgotten among theater nerds, but she lived so long ago, she died in the 20s, that most people, you know, don't really remember her stuff. So I'm very intrigued by this play.
And it's a comedy.
And it's billed as a comedy.
Interesting,
yes.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, certainly we have musicals and Shakespeare and Theater in the Park. So a lot of good stuff to enjoy through summertime in Michigan. And you can get the details of these and other productions. Just go to EncoreMichigan.com. David Kiley, as always, many thanks.
Thanks so much, Cynthia.
Support for arts and culture coverage comes in part from the Michigan Council for Arts and Cultural Affairs.